Sean, thanks so much for the time. I just got to ask, first and foremost, this team is just killing it right now. Like, what has been the recipe for success for this group of players with a top 10 ranking and a Suniac regular season title under your belt?
I'd say it's the experience that we have. We have a lot of either upperclassmen or even like graduate students. I think around like 7 or 8 of them are starters for us. And they are finishing up either their last year or doing their grad program because they got that extra year from COVID. So they got that experience. And we do have some young talent that is really doing well, and it's meshing all together very nicely. It's something we've been trying to piece together this whole year. And as you can see, it's coming together very nicely.
Clearly it is. And I'm wondering, like, was there a time when you really thought to yourself, all right, this is a really talented group of players we got here? Was there like a game or a practice or a moment that really stands out to you where you kind of thought to yourself, this whole thing is clicking and we've got a good chance to make things interesting this season?
So from the start, with the players that we had coming in, we thought it was going to be a special team. In the beginning of the season, there were some, like I said, there were some pieces that we kind of had to figure out, I'd say like team chemistry wise, that weren't as, I guess, put together as they are right now. I would say there was we had a slip up against Brockport a couple of weeks ago. We were on an upward trend. We were missing some starters, but we were on an upward trend. Then we lost to Brockport in double overtime. And then our bounce back game, we had everybody back, and we kind of like just took it to Oswego. Our game plan and everything kind of fell into place. We looked really good, and we kind of followed through with that the following weekend against two big games against Oneonta and New Paltz. And we've just been rocking ever since. And I think we've really found our, and we are still peaking at this time.
I mean, the offense is one thing, but the defense has just been so stellar this year. Like, where have you seen the defense grow from the start of the season to where it is right now?
So at the beginning of the season, we had some injuries, and we had some like late additions. I would say our center backs and a couple of our outside backs, kind of had been coming in and out. We had our starting senior center backs and our outside backs, I think our sophomores and juniors, and they are so strong when they're all playing together. Then we got two injuries on our left side of our defense, and then we had to put in some freshmen who are still doing so well, but just not to the level I think that our starting senior and outside left back were doing. And they are right now, they're doing the best. I think the leadership of our center backs is what really comes together. We have Ian Blue, who is our vocal one, who's a senior, and then Seb, who is just like the strongest kid out there. So I think the leadership and just like the physicality that they bring is why we are limiting the balls that are going in the back of our net.
Sean Streb with us here on BTL from the SUNY Cortland Red Dragon men's soccer team, the assistant coach of the Red Dragons. They've clinched the Suniac crown, and they, of course, are moving on to the Suniac tournament, which starts up here very, very soon. One player in particular who just seems like game in and game out, he's finding himself on the scoreboard and getting into the action on the score sheet and everything like that, is Anthony Ruggiero. I mean, this kid just puts the ball on the back of the net like crazy. He leads the team with 24 points. I mean, what do you feel like has made him such a successful soccer player out there on the field?
He is probably one of our like just most stud number nines or strikers on the team, just because he's mobile, but like he is just so smart about the different runs that he makes that he doesn't need to be running all the time. He kind of just lingers and sees like where the openings are, and then boom, he's in, or he'll find like that great pass to get an assist. So I think his like level of intelligence for the game is just above everybody else that we've played, I think.
I'm wondering if you guys pay attention to like the national rankings and everything like that, because I mean, I don't know. I look at it from my perspective. If I were a coach or a player, I feel like it'd be hard to avoid it. But here you guys are nationally in the top 10, you know, one of the best teams in the entire country. Is that something you think about, or is that something that you're able to kind of block out?
As a coaching staff, I would say it is something that like we're always kind of checking, especially the regional rankings. We put ourselves in a pretty good spot that we're going to get into the NCAA tournament probably no matter what. I think we just got the one seed today in the region, which is an automatic for us. But the national rankings, we don't talk about it at practice. They can go look that up themselves. And we always tell our guys, like, hey, the work is still not done. Stay humble. Like, this is only the beginning of the new season that we're about to begin on.
You mentioned that the work is still not done, and obviously there's plenty of soccer for you guys to play, but if there's one avenue that you feel like the team needs to improve upon a little bit more to reach that ultimate goal, what would that be?
Scoring goals. I don't know if you've seen, like, a lot of our games have been 1-2 goal games, and we have the pieces to get the ball into the final third. It's just our ability to either get shots off or just shots into the back of the net needs to improve a lot. And day in, day out, I'm going to the field an hour early before practice, working with our attacking players on different aspects of, like, finishing drills, just repetitions on repetitions. So we've continued to work on that, and I think that's what's going to get us to that SUNYAC championship and hopefully a deep run, if not a national championship.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about you for just a couple of minutes. And I know you're kind of like laughing about it, but just the rise that you've had, you know, going from, I remember calling your soccer games and your baseball games and everything like that here at the station, you know, 10 years ago. And now here you are an assistant coach for one of the best soccer teams in the country. I mean, did you have a trajectory going like this? Did you see yourself being a coach at a soccer or for a soccer program or something like that? Or how do you feel like this kind of fell into your lap or something?
So coming out of high school, yeah, I was, I mean, as you know, baseball, soccer, and I kind of took the soccer path as that was doing more well for me. And then after college, I went down to New York City. I knew I wanted to stay coaching in soccer. I just didn't know the level that I would end up at. And so this opportunity kind of arose. I reached out to Steve, and Steve asked me, like, hey, like, do you want to come help me out? And this was the COVID year, 2020. So I did come back. I started my grad program, but we weren't really able to have a season. So this is like the first actual season that we're able to do. And did I think this was going to happen? No. Am I so glad it did? Yes, because I missed every part of the college game when I was here at Cortland. Just like the competition every week and just being with the guys. Always sticking around soccer, so I'm so glad to be back.
I'd believe it. And you mentioned something that I wanted to bring up, and that was the COVID year and all that kind of came with that. How difficult was it for you to essentially be a member of the coaching staff, and then all of a sudden, you know, the world kind of gets flipped upside down. There's no sports to really be had whatsoever. And, you know, when you are able to practice, I'm sure there are some limitations and a lot of protocols that you had to go through.
Yeah, so fall 2020, everybody was, like, on campus. There were so many regulations going on, like masks on everywhere. You had to, like, practice in groups, stay 6 feet apart. We got one practice in, and it was our fitness practice, and then we shut everything down because numbers were too high here. And so we didn't really do any soccer things after that for that semester. It all kind of was just on recruiting. And then after that, in the spring, there were about 12 to 13 guys on campus because everybody was, like, at home taking the classes, saving money, which is understandable. So we were trying to put together practices for these 12 guys, and five of them were goalkeepers. So each practice happened to be, like, a goalkeeper session. So a lot of finishing, a lot of shooting. So finally got through that year, and this year it's basically back to normal, minus, like, the masks inside, but everything outside don't have to have masks on. So, like, it was a long year, but we finally got back to what is semi-normal now and able to compete again.
You made it happen. I don't know how you guys did it. This might be a tough question because it's kind of a lot of self-reflecting in some sense. But, you know, how would you describe yourself as a coach and in your coaching style and your coaching philosophy? Are you able to do that?
So I would say I'm a very positive coach. I don't like everybody getting down on one another. I know at times, like, I need to, like, maybe get into a player. But I like to create a fun environment because, like, that's how you're going to enjoy the sport. Yeah. And at the college level, that kind of has to be – there has to be some give and take there because you are looking for wins. It's not just about, like, the development and enjoyment of the sport. So that's something I had to take a step back in, and I learned from the head coach, Steve Axtell. He's been a great mentor to me, and he's the best of both worlds. He knows when to be hard. He knows when to have fun. And like, I couldn't have asked for a better person to like be under their wing. So I would say like my coaching philosophy is positive, but I know like what level I'm at. It kind of depends on like how I need to go about things. Like I coach club with Syracuse Rush, and that's all about development, enjoyment, making sure they want to come back. And so I'm very positive there, supporting, encouraging. And here, like, you can get on guys because they're here for a reason. They're part of a great soccer team that needs to win, and they have expectations, and we try to hold them to those expectations.
Well, so far, so good. You guys are killing it right now. Can't wait to see what you guys do here over the next couple of weeks, and we're rooting for you, Sean. Really, it's been fun following your journey. Congratulations on winning the SUNYAC, and we will the regular season title, that is, and we'll definitely be checking in with you soon. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nick.